Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Joe Murphy is the Senior Vice President of Governmental Affairs at the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And now that the Iowa legislature is in full swing, he's in his element dealing with the folks under the Golden Dome. And this week, the partnership has its annual Day on the Hill. So we thought we'd catch up with Joe on our newsmaker line to see what's on tap, how all that works, and what's going on. Welcome back to the Business News Hour, Joe. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me back, Michael.
This Day on the Hill, this is a staple of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Is that correct?
That is, yeah. Every year we'll have it.
And what happens? What's going on?
So we, every year, work with our affiliate chambers across our region and business owners and business members and invite them to the Capitol to really interact with their state officials, their legislators, their representatives and senators. And the main point is to bring these business owners and other groups to the Capitol and share and relate stories on different issues impacting their everyday life. And we think that's a good thing to do. Legislators appreciate it. And I think it demonstrates our ability to bring people together, come up with some common sense solutions, and hopefully have a positive impact on the region.
Now, you've got a number of items that you have set aside for talking points as the day at the Hill for the Des Moines Partnership happens. What are those?
So we have four featured priorities or priority areas this year, and we can go through them all. Obviously, as a business organization, we're engaged in the tax reform process, the tax relief process. We also are pursuing the Future Ready in Iowa initiative, partnering with the governor and businesses of all sizes to bridge the skills gap across our state. Water quality is another issue that we continue to work on. The governor recently signed one bill into law, which is a great first step, and we're looking forward to continuing that conversation. And then lastly, the fourth point is, you know, really preserving those economic development tools that we at the partnership use when we're going out to recruit businesses to the state, retain businesses in the state, and help the entrepreneurial and startup community across our region.
So you've invited, there's what, 23 members, chamber members that are part of the Des Moines Partnership. Is that accurate?
That's correct. We have 23 affiliate chambers of commerce throughout central Iowa. We go as far west as Adel, all the way east to Grinnell, and then south to Winterset, and then north into the Boone area.
And what are you asking your members, the folks that are going to be part of Day on the Hill? I think it's, what day is that, on Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, February 8th, from 7:30 in the morning until 9:30 in the morning at the Capitol.
You're cruel, Joe, you're cruel. Man, 7:30 in the morning?
You got to get up early, mainly just to get a good parking spot.
That's exactly right.
But we ask our members to partner with us and really just share their story. You know, I'm at the Capitol most days talking to legislators, working with them. But I think it's really important for members of Iowa's General Assembly to hear directly from their constituents and organizing a day in which those constituents can come up to the Hill, talk about the issues that are important to them, talk about their personal experiences, what they're actually going through in their business life. Is really powerful, I think, and it impacts policy in innumerable ways, and hopefully for the best.
Got it. You don't expect, one of the other things, you don't expect individuals to just slaughter up to the Hill and take this on Thursday. You're giving folks an opportunity to kind of listen to the four main points that the partnership has and then help them structure some kind of talking points. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. You know, it can be somewhat of an intimidating process to come into to any organization and strike up a conversation with somebody who you may not have a relationship with. And so we offer our members the opportunity to come in and meet with myself and our partnership team to talk about the issues, give them some pointers on what they can do, how to have a conversation with a legislator, explain the nuances of the legislation to them, and hopefully arm them with the tools they feel is necessary to be confident, have a good conversation, and really make an impact. You know, at the end of the day, again, we're just sharing personal stories, what they're experiencing in the business world, and we may discover something on Thursday based on our conversations that needs to be addressed, and that's sort of the beauty of the whole process, getting folks in front of decision makers, brainstorming ideas. You know, at the end of the day, Michael, we're all on the same page. We're all trying to create jobs and opportunities for Iowans, and that's something that we take very seriously, and our membership does as well.
Joe, thanks for spending some time with us. I know you've had several busy weeks, and we were wondering if that signature of the governor on the water quality bill was going to put that aside. But it's good to hear that you're going to suggest that that's a first step, and we need to move even further forward. Is it too late for anybody to register that is a member of the chamber or the partnership?
No, absolutely not. Yeah, please continue to register. They can visit our website at dsmpartnership.com and click through the links as you get to the site.
Great. And we will have a link to that on the radio blog. Thanks so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Take care. Let's continue at the business news today. And for full transparency, I should make mention of the fact that Joe Murphy and the Greater Des Moines Partnership, they are part of the family of the Greater Des Moines Partnership and a sponsor of the Business News Hour. In other business news, it looks like Casey's General Store will not, as it was reported last week, be expanding and buying a whole slew of Kroger convenience stores.